For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU men's hockey team is Brad Johnson, sophomore defenseman from Chesterfield, Missouri. And this last weekend, you got to be outside playing for 3 points in WCHA play. Easy to assume that was your first game you've ever played outside?
Yeah, that was the first game I ever played outside. So it was a lot of fun.
Minus 17, I believe, at the face-off. Did you feel the cold at all?
Yeah, I mean, we bundled up as best as we could, but definitely felt it in the toes.
For a kid from Missouri, what was that experience like?
It was unreal. I mean, just being outside and being with all your buddies, playing a competitive game, it was really fun.
And then you guys come away with that 4-3 overtime win, 3 points in WCHA play against Tech, a team that's been pretty good this year. How good did it feel to get that win?
Oh, that was awesome. I mean, we just kept answering the bell, I felt like, all night, and finally got it to overtime, and Eicher put it in.
That was a back-and-forth game. I know you had the assist on Jay Dickman's goal in the second period that tied it up 3-3. Walk us through how that played out.
Yeah, I made the pass up high to Cardelli, and he made a good play to Dickey, and Dickey does what he does best, buried it. So.
And then, of course, it was like a movie script. Bemidji native Dylan Eichstad with the game winner. How excited were you guys for him to get that game-winning goal?
Yeah, that was awesome. I mean, you couldn't write a story better than that. So,
that's what movies are made out of. Saturday night, then you guys come back into the Sanford Center. It's like 80 degrees warmer in here. And you're able to beat up Tech 3-0. Tom Ceratori called it a complete game. What was it about Saturday night that you guys were just able to do everything right?
You know what? I think we just kind of carried the momentum in from that outdoor game. And, yeah, we put together a full 60. It was good.
And how important was that going into this coming weekend when you guys know that you're just a point behind Lake Superior State in the standings?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, every game's a big game for us. We need every point we can get, so.
Well, going into Lake State, what kind of things are you guys working on?
You know what? We're just kind of, first things first, we got to get this long road trip out of the way, and then once we're there, we're going to just do what we do and get ready for the game.
On to some fun questions. Who is your favorite NHL team?
St. Louis Blues.
I kind of figured. Who was your favorite pro hockey player when you were a kid?
Al McInnis.
Okay. How old were you when you first started playing hockey?
I was 3 years old when I first started skating, and I think 4 or 5 when I first started playing on a team.
Okay, being from Missouri, what was the reasoning for playing hockey? I mean, hockey's really not a big sport down there, is it?
I mean, it's growing. I think I started playing. My dad loved hockey growing up as a kid, and we had a rink like 5 minutes from our house, so it was easy drive there, and all my brothers played, and it was just fun.
All right, siblings, you said brothers. How many siblings do you have?
I have 3 brothers and a sister.
Are you the oldest, middle, or youngest?
I'm right in the middle.
Okay. Any pregame rituals?
Nothing too crazy, just warm up and stretch like most of the guys.
So no superstition?
No.
That's for the goalies, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. What's it going to take to beat the Lakers this weekend?
Just bring our best effort, and let's get it going.
Good luck the rest of the way. Thanks, Brad.
All right. Thank you.